Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcasting series. I am your host, Jessica Jacobson, editor of Beverage Industry. In the U.S. spirits market, there aren't many segments that could rival the growth of American-made whiskey. Today, we are happy to welcome Hockey Hall of Famer Ed Belfour. After 21 years of playing professional hockey, Ed teamed up with his son and daughter to translate his on-ice intensity into a new passion, handcrafting spirits with unique character for whiskey aficionados and cocktail enthusiasts. Through their latest venture, Belfour Spirits, the trio launched an ultra-premium whiskey brand and its family of products, the Spirit of Champions. Thank you for joining us today, Ed.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. Well, to begin our chat, can you share with me what made you and your children want to enter the distilling business?
Well, I think it's a very exciting business and very creative. You know, Dane and I, both being hockey players, we were trying to find something, you know, that we could replace that feeling of going to the rink every day and being excited and, you know, getting ready for the season. And there's a lot of similarities here. You know, no two whiskeys taste the same. And we've tried to create some really unique aromas and flavors with our whiskeys. You know, we take great pride in the mash bill, the barrels we select, and you know, we're part of every aspect of this business. So, you know, there's a lot of similarities. We have a great team that we work with. You know, playing all those years and being on so many winning teams, it taught me a lot that you know, you need to be on a good team to have success. And that's what we've tried to do with Belfour Spirits, is have a great team. And, you know, we have a lot of fun together, which, you know, hockey players love to have fun and celebrate. And, you know, of course, winning the Stanley Cup is the ultimate. And for us, we try to make, you know, in our minds, the ultimate whiskey, the ultimate flavors that we try to achieve. And then the speciality bottle that we created, you know, was from, you know, if everyone, once they first take a look at it right away, they're like, oh my gosh, that looks just like the Stanley Cup. It's not the Stanley Cup, but it sure looks like it.
Awesome. Well, what would you say are some of the lessons you learned in your hockey career that transcended into this new business venture?
Well, I think one of the most important ones was my first 3 years with the Chicago Blackhawks. I played in the minors between Saginaw, Michigan, and Team Canada, which was located in Calgary, Alberta. Traveled a lot and learned, you know, the pro game. Of course, I didn't want to be in the minors. I wanted to be in Chicago with the Blackhawks. You know, I felt I was good enough, but looking back, I really wasn't good enough when I was a rookie. I needed to learn a lot more about the game and, you know, learn how to play 60 games and do all the traveling. And, you know, you cram a lot of games into a short period of time. And it was really good for me to develop that way, and it helped me become the best goalie that I could be. And I think that with what Dane and I have been doing with Belfour Spirits, you know, we're 5 years into this now, and I look at it the same way. We've been in the minors for 5 years, you know, crafting our trade and paying attention to details and working on every aspect to try and perfect our whiskey. And, you know, we've brought it out now. People are tasting it, and you know, when you see that smile on their face, you know, it gives us so much gratitude. We're so happy to see that.
Awesome. And could you describe the tasting notes of your three expressions, which are rye whiskey, bourbon whiskey with a Texas pecan wood, and your limited edition straight rye whiskey?
To be honest with you, I'm not the expert when it comes to all the tasting notes, but and everyone that tastes and you know, has a tasting, they smell different things. Each individual has, you know, that those different things that come out. For me, you know, I love the brown sugars, the vanillas, and you know, those sweeter smells and flavors that we get out of our rye whiskey. It has a little bit of a spice to it, a little bit of a peppery. You know, personally, that's my favorite, is our regular rye. It's a 94 proof, but it sips, you know, very smoothly. And we've many occasions sat down and drank it all night long, which is something that we try to strive for, is that drinkability where you take a little sip and you're like, hey, that's wonderful. And then you want another one, and you entertain with guests and they're enjoying it. And you know, that's what we try to do with our Texas pecan finished bourbon. It has a lot more smoky notes to me, and creme brulee like, which, again, really a smooth product. And we want that same drinkability. And I think we've achieved that. It's like I was telling you, it's so great to see when people take a sip of it and they're like really surprised and see that big smile on their face and like, wow, this is really, really smooth. I mean, that's just an unbelievable feeling for us, you know, because we're just new at this, but we work hard at it. And like I was telling you, I'm very creative. And when you see people excited about something you created, that's such a good feeling.
Awesome. And what would you say makes Belfour Spirits stand out from other craft distilleries on the market?
I would say that we definitely take measures. A lot goes into the flavor profile that we've created. You know, like I was telling you, we've researched the mash bills, and we use some unique yeast. Our barrel selection, we've gone out of our way to learn a lot about the cooperages, and we use different style of barrels, and we end up blending them together, and we do all the blending ourselves, and we do the proofing down ourselves. So I think there's a lot of things that make us different. You know, we're not just the plain Jane whiskey. Like, there's a lot of them on the shelves. You know, our barrels are, the staves that we use are 18 months air dried. We also use special toast levels and char levels in combination with those special staves. We think that we create these unique flavors, which are quite a bit different than everybody else's products. We're not saying they're better, but we love the way they taste. And, you know, it's the proof is in the pudding every time when someone tries our product. You know, you see that big smile and they're like, wow, this is really, really good. So that's what we try to do. And I think that does make us a little different.
Great. And my final question is, will whiskey remain your focus, or will Belfour Spirits look into other spirit categories down the road?
Whiskey will be our main focus for sure. We'll always, try to create some new flavors, unique barrel profiles, single barrels and barrel strength profiles and stuff like that. We always want to do that in the future and come up with some other unique products like our VIP product right now. But eventually we will look into doing rum and tequila, which it'll be pretty interesting.
Well, thank you, Ed, so much for sharing Belfour Spirits' story and the contributions to the burgeoning craft spirits market.
Well, you bet. And thank you so much for having us and giving us this opportunity to tell everybody about our brand.
Great. And for more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Magazine's Sip and Learn podcast.